Thank you, Mr. President. As I mentioned last night, I'm so pleased to be working with really a tripartisan group on this issue, a senator from Missouri, Senator McCaskill, a senator from South Carolina, Mr. Graham, a senator from Connecticut, Mr. Lieberman, a senator from North Carolina, Mr. Burr, senator from Oklahoma, Mr. Coburn, and of course, most significantly, how great it is to be working again with my friend John McCain from Arizona, because this is an issue, in addition to the ones we've worked on over the years, that he and I have cared deeply about, trying to deal with this abuse of earmarks that is a real cancer in our budget system. So, Mr. President, our amendment is straightforward. It establishes a 60-vote point of order against unauthorized earmarks in appropriations bills. It also requires that recipients of federal funding disclose what they spend on lobbying. Before arguing the need for the amendment, I do want to briefly acknowledge that we have actually come a long way in recent years in disclosing earmarks. In the last Congress, we passed the Honest Leadership and Open Government Act of 2007, which is more commonly referred to as the Ethics and Lobbying Reform Bill. That measure was the most significant earmark reform Congress has ever enacted, and it reflected what I think is a growing recognition by members that the business-as-usual days of using earmarks to avoid the scrutiny of the authorizing process or of competitive grants are coming to an end. It was no accident that the two presidential nominees of the two major parties were major players on that reform package. Mr. President, it would be a mistake not to acknowledge just how far we have come. The Honest Leadership and Open Government Act was an enormous step forward, and I commend our Majority Leader, Senator Reid, as well as our former colleague from Illinois, President Obama, for their work in ensuring that landmark bill passed. But it would also be a mistake not to admit that we still have a long way to go. Our amendment will build on the significant achievements of the 110th Congress by moving from what has largely been a system designed to dissuade the use of earmarks through disclosure to one that actually makes it much more difficult to enact them. So the principal provision of this amendment is the establishment of a point of order against unauthorized earmarks on appropriations bills. Obviously, to overcome that point of order, supporters of the unauthorized earmark will need to obtain a supermajority of the Senate. And as a further deterrent, the bill provides that any earmark funding which is successfully stricken from the appropriations bill will be unavailable for other spending in the bill. So it isn't sort of a thing where you can just borrow from one piece and fix it with another. You have to reduce the bill by that amount. As I mentioned earlier, the amendment also requires all recipients of federal funds to disclose any money spent on registered lobbyists. It's only fair that the American people know which entities receive federal funding or spending money to lobby Congress. There may be no connection between the lobbying and the federal funding, but a little transparency would help everyone decide that for themselves. Mr. President, I truly am delighted that President Obama is committed to keeping this stimulus package free of earmarks. We can ensure that his commitment is made good on future appropriations bills by adopting this amendment. Mr. President, I yield the floor and hope to hear from my colleague from Arizona.